Cybersecurity can be used in many ways. You can manipulate stock market. You can manipulate information flow. You know, I don't know if you all know, but China already has all of the U.S. citizens' personal healthcare information.
Wow.
So, because they've been hacked so many times. This was news back in the COVID days. And, you know, when you have somebody's genetic composition and what kind of disease they're prone to, what kind of medication is rampant and what can be manipulated, that could be pretty dangerous.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. So you may have heard about this new movie from Netflix that many are referring to as predictive programming, which just means it's a piece of media that's been put out or perhaps seeded as an idea in the mind of the public to prepare for what's coming or curb public outrage. Netflix's new disaster movie, Leave the World Behind, was directly funded by the Obamas, with Barack and Michelle serving as executive producers. Now, besides the movie being just chock full of wokeness, it appears to be setting the stage for an America that enters a state of semi-collapse due to a massive cyber warfare. Take a look.
So sorry to bother you. You must be Amanda.
Why did you come here?
In my line of work, you have to understand the patterns that govern the world. It can help you see the future. And I knew something was coming.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
We are seeing ongoing cyber attacks across the country.
The truth is much scarier.
What is the truth?
We're going to be okay, right?
Aren't you the one who always said, if you're not paranoid by now, it's too late?
Haven't you been picking up on what's going on out there? We've all been deserted. There is no going back to normal.
So it may seem scary now after looking at what the Obamas are laying out there, but here's the good news. The future actually doesn't have to look like that. And my guest today has actually been on the front lines of cyber warfare and digital security for years now. Elan Ghiayi is the founder of GlobeX Data and Secure, which are at the forefront of cybersecurity throughout the world. And Elan is actively working to protect patriots specifically from malicious cyber actors. So, Elan, I don't know if you were able to see the new Netflix film, but if you would, just generally speaking, give us a sense of how real the threat of mass cyber warfare is.
Well, the threat is extremely real. The Netflix finally brought it to, I'm going to say, the masses, the rest of us. But the threat is several ways. It's not just political or dystopian. You already have economic warfare. We're talking, you know, China and other blocks. I mentioned in our private discussion earlier, you have three blocks now,
right,
as opposed to the Cold War when there were two. And we are in the block of the democracy and basically democratization of people's right. Now, cybersecurity can be used in many ways. You can manipulate stock market. You can manipulate people's information flow. You know, I don't know if you all know, but China already has all of the U.S. citizens' personal healthcare information.
Wow.
So, because they've been hacked so many times. This was news back in the COVID days. And, you know, when you have somebody's genetic composition and what kind of disease they're prone to, what kind of medication is rampant and what can be manipulated, that could be pretty dangerous. You know, I'm from Switzerland. We used to have those atomic shelters back in the days, in the 50s.
Right.
And now we have anti-chemical warfare shelter. Mm. Switzerland can shelter 130% of its own population in bunkers.
Wow.
And I talk about chemical warfare, because today, if you have people's data and you have everything else, you can basically release anything you want in the air or through medicine, food supply, electric grid. So this film doesn't even do it justice, I would say. It's much worse than we think.
Wow.
And because of today's global conflicts and the U.S. being a prime target always,
yeah.
You know, when you have the defender of the world, so to speak, you're going to be a target.
Right.
So the U.S. today is a target from within its own country, as we saw in the demonstrations in the last few months, and from rogue states.
Right.
And from pure capitalists that want to monetize this kind of data.
Right.
So I warn everyone, you know, be careful, be vigilant.
Right.
Reduce your social media footprint. You know, people talk about carbon footprint. I talk about social media footprint.
Right.
Reduce it. Have a privacy mindset. Be a little bit careful.
Yeah, it's funny. You talked about the data, and I know you and I talked before about data being like the new gold you were talking about. Or I've come across the term data capitalism, where people are just, data is even better than money at this point because of the way that you can exploit it basically and capitalize on it. How pernicious is data mining online, really? I the example I often give is I can't stand the cookies following me around where, you know, I go and I buy, I don't know if I'll buy, I remember I bought a steak. I went to steak, mail order steak. And then for the next month, all I just saw whenever I got on a website is just ads for the same thing for steaks. Here, you want another steak? It's like, guys, I can only eat so much red meat. So, I mean, give us a sense of, I mean, obviously that's just the tip of the iceberg. What, give us a sense of how the nature of data mining and what it involves.
Yeah, that's actually good. I think it's Omaha Steak. You know, we gave them a free plug here, but I remember Omaha Steaks. So data mining essentially is a way for basically companies to buy information. It's simple information. Information about what we like. You like steak, you want to buy this car, you want to buy that clothing. Now, it used to be that they had survey back in the 50s, I guess. And today, when we surf the net, everything we do is captured, essentially. Those cookies you mentioned, I mean, if you go to our website, we've never had those.
Mm.
So everything we do is leaving a footprint. That footprint is recorded and it's monetized. In fact, 10 years ago, when I coined data as a new oil, it was on a channel in Quebec, in Montreal on TV. I proposed that we should get a revenue share. Like, I want to have 10% of the revenue that you make from my data. Wow. I'd be okay with that. Right?
Great point.
So at first it starts inoffensive. It's like, hey, we just want to sell you information so you can run your business. What happens, whoever collects, stores, and rents and sell that info is not a specialist in protecting it, right? So the hackers come in and they steal that data. In there you have also now credit card information, social security, healthcare, and so forth. Like, how many people buy this type of cough syrup?
Right.
That's a dangerous information to have.
Right.
Because now we're looking at manipulating food chains and things like that.
Right.
So I think it's very dangerous. I'm very much anti-data mining. Our company never does data mining. We don't even use the third-party cloud to operate our solution. I think it's unfortunate, and that's why you have to be as careful as you can. But the data miners don't take the proper precaution to safeguard that data, and that's why it gets compromised all the time. And that's when your identity gets compromised and stolen. And if somebody is committing crime or racking up credit card bills in your name, and you're liable for it, it'll cost you tens of thousands of dollars to correct that identity theft. That's at a small level like us, but it can get much worse at national level, infrastructure level, government level. I mean, we're having elections now.
Right.
Imagine the candidates, and we have been talking to one of the candidates' camp, and they were using one of the two big email providers that I'm can't mention here, obviously, because we all know them. And I'm thinking, do you really want, like, are you that open book for everybody to read your email and manipulate them? Because of data mining, the information is out there for the bad actors to take it and then to attack you.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when you and I were talking earlier, you mentioned an email is a lot like a postcard. That was such a vivid image. And a lot of people, I don't think, recognize it. So I certainly don't. So I send an email and I just think it's in just all this, you know, encrypted digitality or whatever. And then it goes, the only other place it could be seen is on the computer or the phone of the person I sent it to. But you're saying that's not how email works.
No. So email, when you send an email from your system to outside, if essentially it's not encrypted. If you have attachments, they're certainly not encrypted. We have two huge email providers. I don't think we need to name them here. And the concept was, if you use the bigger one that every office system uses and whatnot, it's a closed loop system, so it works. That has been compromised in 2020 with a SolarWinds hack. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, long story made short, the source code of these companies have been stolen. So now your emails can even be intercepted if they're so-called encrypted. So when you send an email, it's like an open postcard. It gets to the recipient. Even if you have what they call encryption keys, because encryption keys are not that strong, and somebody like a robber in the middle of the highway can go intercept that email and read it. And much worse, we have something called business email compromise now, where they can modify that email. So if you're looking for a wire transfer and you say, hey, wire my money to this account, the hacker can modify the email, send it to the recipient, and now the money will be sent to the hacker. This happens every day, Dr. Steve. Wow. Literally, you ask around your network, you will hear somebody that has had this done to them, or they know somebody. What we offer, obviously, at Secure is different. We have a secure send system. And the way we communicate is we never send anything over the internet. You basically all connect to our server in Switzerland. And why Switzerland? Obviously, because we have the strictest data privacy laws in the world. But if your emails always stay within a very highly encrypted environment, as opposed to, you know, a phone that doesn't have that much processing power, it's going to be a lot more encrypted. And the hackers can't just go over the net to look for it because it's in our server.
Right.
And that's, it's shocking to hear that, because when I tell that to people, they're shocked. And that's why you have all these compromises. It's just the nature of email.
Yeah. I remember you explaining it of, you know, back in the day when we send a postcard, three people were able to read it, right? Me writing out the postcard, yeah. The person receiving it, but also the mailman delivering it, more or less. Now it's literally, you know, millions upon millions.
Now it's millions of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, back then there was a trust system in our society.
Right.
Today you don't have that ethical society anymore.
Right.
The society is completely unethical for the majority. And then that postcard that you send today in an email can be modified so you can have the information completely changed without a trace.
Wow.
Back in the day, if you were to modify, you had to scratch it and write over it. Obviously, somebody would see that you modified it.
Right.
So it's an electronic version of the postcard. It's much more dangerous. It leaves no trace of modification. And you have thousands of people that can intercept that. It's very scary.
Alon, you were mentioning earlier about it. I mean, it's not just pirates. It's not just criminals and so forth, although some of us might consider them to be, but it's governments, isn't it? It's our information is available to be exploited, not just in the black market, as it were. It could be exploited by entire state apparatuses as well.
Absolutely. And what's worse is that if it's exploited by your own government, you know that the rogue governments can exploit it as well.
Right.
And we've seen that. It's been exposed. Now, the government exploits our data many ways. One way would be, you know, let's say in a pandemic, who took a vaccine, who didn't. That's one thing. In China, you have the social credit score now. Right. That's the other extreme, where if you're not what they call a good citizen, you can't even board a train or get a job.
Right.
So governments, I guess, in the West will exploit that information to figure out what your thoughts are. So when election comes time, you know, they'll know what to say, what to manipulate, what to tell you, what to push on social media. Also, if you have communications, whether it's by messaging or email, during election time, these communications are monitored. This has been demonstrated in the last election. It's not going to be different on this election. So there's a fear factor for citizens that they can't express exactly what they want to say to their friends or coworkers or other campaign volunteers, because you have the same two email systems in this country.
Right. Exactly. That's kind of the oligarchical sort of.
That's it. And the same goes for the messaging. So in a nutshell, if you use big tech, just to summarize it, you have zero privacy, and everything you say or write, consider it that it's a public domain. And that's scary to think that, but it is the case. This is why we don't use any of those platforms.
This is where I want to get into the heart of the matter of what your company Secure does, because it's so fascinating. Gang, if you click on the link below, you can check out a special website. We got a Dr. Steve website just for you guys. But Alan, could you explain to everyone what Secure does to ensure total privacy online? Because you really, especially given the fact that you're based in Switzerland, it's so fascinating what you do.
Thank you, Dr. Steve. So what we do is we provide a VPN, an email, and a messaging service to consumers, small business, and enterprise globally. We're based in Switzerland, and you know, we have offices in US and other countries, but the whole thing is in Switzerland. The data stays in Switzerland only. And how we're different is we use our own infrastructure, so we're not using the third-party big tech cloud out there, like, you know, we know the companies, obviously, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Azure Cloud, etc. We have our own because that way we can keep that true data privacy law from Switzerland. Because if you're in Switzerland and you use one of these US infrastructure, you're subject to the Cloud Act, which means that still can be subpoenaed even though your data is in Switzerland. So that's a little law that people are not aware of, that was enacted by President Obama and continued, and it's basically quite an intrusive law, but that's just how it is. So we are off the grid, so to speak. We don't use open source coding, which means that our hackers can't get into it that easily. I've had this company, Globex Data in Switzerland, which is the sister company of Secure, since 2010. We've never suffered a hack successfully so far. We take time to make sure like your data is segregated from each other user. We do a bunch of sophisticated things to protect your information from hackers, but also to keep it private. We don't data mine you. And we have privacy by design, we call it, when we have a system. So, for example, our messenger doesn't ask for your phone number when you download the application. Our email has that secure send feature, which basically makes it that the email doesn't go over the open internet. And you can use secure with non-secure users. If you use that secure send feature, the recipient will get an email with a link to click on, and they're immediately in our server in Switzerland. So I could be in, let's say, Minnesota, you could be in Sarasota, and we are both communicating in Switzerland. That's the beauty of it, with a high security, multi-redundant server and the Swiss privacy laws that protect you. So that's a huge thing. And the cost, especially with those discounts, is going to be cheaper. But between $7, $10 a month onward, you can have a real private and secure email. I'd recommend a VPN as well. Our VPN is the only commercially available VPN that doesn't use the big tech infrastructure. We have our own. We spend millions of dollars to do that. You get Swiss IP addresses, which mean that you protect your identity from the hackers that are sniffing around, we call it sniff packing, the IP addresses of people in the US. So if you go to your e-banking, if you surf the net, if you do anything, you know that that information, that traffic that you do is fully private. Mm-hmm. So if a city is a target of hackers, you know, some wealthy neighborhood or conservative neighborhood or extreme liberal neighborhood, you know, you'll have every camp out there. This protects you from using US IP addresses, essentially. That's a big thing. And it encrypts your connection a lot more than your existing one. So it's got a two-factor of benefit. You encrypt your connection. A lot of people will use Wi-Fi, Dr. Steve, even though I always say, do not use Wi-Fi. Always do that. I have a show on Fox Business every week called The Secure Hack of the Week. And we always try to educate people, you know, citizens in the U.S., don't use free Wi-Fi, don't use all of that. But people do it. That's why at least you should have a VPN that encrypts that connection. So we're very unique in that sense. We don't data mine. We're very much against data mine. You pay your fee. It's like the old Swiss banking system. You pay us your monthly or yearly fee, and the information stays in your little safe in Switzerland. That's exactly how it is. We don't censor. We have no political view. We're completely neutral. Switzerland is not a country that has extreme political views. And it's known for its neutrality, the quality of life, the quality of everything we do. You know, we got from great chocolates to machinery to Swiss watches. And it's the same thing for our technology. We do everything with high precision and with care.
The link down below, that's a special link for our audience, correct? It's Dr. Steve Secure. What's the what's the
HTML? Dr. Steve Secure. So DrSteveSecure. That's important. .com. DrSteveSecure.com. It's a mirror, a little landing page website we did for our audience, for you, Dr. Steve. We're giving them a 10% discount for the next 10 years on anything that they buy. If you choose one solution, it'll prompt you if you want to buy the other one as well. The other one, you get like a 20% off. So when you bundle, it's already cheaper. Beyond that, you also get a 1 month free anyway, 30-day free trial. And if you buy a yearly account, you also get an extra month. So all in all, you're going to get 3-4 months for free to keep your privacy. Our email has two alias emails. An alias email is sometimes they call it throwable emails. So if you don't want to give your real email out, but you have to put an email for an airline reservation or signing up to a mailing list temporarily, you can use your disposable email that comes for free. We give you 100 gigabyte of highly redundant Swiss data storage. And I do recommend to use the VPN because at the very least, you protect all your surfing from your phone. We have great support as well. It's very easy to use. And because we believe in your in what you're doing, Dr. Steve, and we believe that at least some people should have some privacy, that's why we're giving that 10% off and a little discount. This is our contribution to the Patriot economy, which we want to support. And we would appreciate your support by obviously buying an account from us as opposed to the big tech guys out there.
Absolutely. Gang, you do have to click on that link below and check out Alan's VPN to maintain your online privacy and security and all the offerings they have there at Secure. Be sure to click on the link in the description below and start browsing the web securely today with your privacy fully intact and help build that Patriot economy. Alan, thank you so much. We're going to have you back soon. This is wonderful. Behind the scenes, you and I were talking about the political situation. You're a very astute political analyst of what's going on, particularly in Europe and the EU and the WEF and the like. We're going to have to bring in all of those frames of reference in our next conversation with regard to security. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Steve. It's a pleasure to discuss with you. I'm happy that our audience here has maybe benefited a little bit from our advice. And I recommend everybody to be very careful in the cyberspace. Reduce your social media footprint And just be careful, you know, when you get these weird text and email before you click anything.
Absolutely.
And thank you for watching us.
Thank you, everyone. And make sure you click on the link below and check out Alon's VPN.